A Note to the Good Guys by Kirsten Whitwer, and A Note to the Good Girls by Rhett Wilkinson. How about you? These letters demonstrate the admiration and respect that grow when you live according to church standards, as discussed in For the Strength of Youth. There, the First Presidency praises and encourages the youth of the church, saying, "We promise that as you keep these standards and live by the truths in the Scriptures, you will be able to do your life's work with greater wisdom and skill and bear trials with greater courage. You will have the help of the Holy Ghost. You will feel good about yourself and will be a positive influence in the lives of others." For the Strength of Youth, 2001, page 2. Have you had an experience that has helped you feel better about yourself because you stuck to your standards? Share it with us at newera@ldschurch.org. A Note to the Good Guys by Kirsten Whitwer. Dear Good Guy, I know you're out there. I've seen you helping your little sister with her homework, carrying your mom's groceries in from the car, hanging out with your brother even if he is a pain sometimes, and holding the door for me. I'm impressed by the fact that you read and know your scriptures, and you seem to enjoy them. I think it's pretty cool that you're an Eagle Scout. I have brothers, and I know how much work that is. It's awesome that you're willing to put that much effort into something. I have resisted on several occasions the urge to clap out loud when I see you singing in church. Too few guys do, and honestly, I find it really attractive that you're willing to sing hymns like you would any other music. I'm reassured knowing that you're blessing and passing the sacrament worthily. I can't do that for myself. It's comforting to know that you're worthy to use the priesthood you hold. It's a big deal, and I'm glad you respect that. I like it when you show up to Mutual, Sunday School, and Seminary. Not only am I glad that you don't take the Church of Jesus Christ for granted, but I'm glad that I get to see you. I don't say it enough, but listen to me now. I like who you are and the things you stand up for. I like your strength and convictions. If you ever get discouraged and think being a good guy is more trouble than it's worth, remember that I'm keeping an eye on you. I'm striving to be good so you'll respect me. I respect you and will stay strong in return. Don't ever stop being a good guy. You're the best. Faithfully yours, an admirer. A Note to the Good Girls by Rhett Wilkinson. Dear good girl, I know you're out there. I've seen you sitting at lunch with someone who looks lonely, caring for your younger siblings, and speaking kind words. I know you think it goes unnoticed, but trust me, I am impressed. I think it's cool that you don't dress like a lot of other girls. It is much more comfortable for us guys when a girl dresses modestly. And yes, girls who dress modestly are very attractive and uses good language. Immodest dress and nasty or mean talk just make it awkward and embarrassing for me. I'm glad you're comfortable with who you are. There are just too many girls out there who aren't. I can tell in your eyes and in your smile that you know you're a daughter of God. That, to me, is beautiful. I like that you study hard in school and that you're finishing your personal progress. You probably thought I would never notice, but I do. This shows me that you are serious about becoming a wonderful wife, mother, and woman of God. I'm glad you're not afraid to stand up for what you think is right, and you do not just follow the crowd. Sometimes it might feel like you're the only one, but you're not. You are an example to more than just one. Thanks for sticking to your convictions. More than anything, you help motivate me. You make me want to live up to the teachings of Jesus Christ and the standards you have set and continue to live by. I've been watching you. I can't help noticing. Don't ever give up. Sincerely, an admirer. End of the article, A Note to the Good Guys and A Note to the Good Girls by Kirsten Whitwer and Rhett Wilkinson.